I wanted to start by talking about Leave No Trace. In the Blay-on Manual, Chapter 1, it talks about Leave No Trace. The Blay-on Manual, I want everybody to understand, is designed to support the COPE and the climbing program. And because of that, hopefully everyone can appreciate how important it is for Leave No Trace for the climbing program. We're out in natural areas. You can imagine how quickly it's possible for many people who are out climbing to really spoil an area. So planning ahead and preparing, that's a good suggestion for everyone. Travel and camp on durable surfaces. COPE, we don't camp. Dispose of waste properly. Hopefully that's clear to everyone. We're normally on a course where toilet facilities are close by. Minimize campfire impacts. Again, the COPE program does not involve campfires. Respecting wildlife, when we're on a course, generally the only wildlife we might have is the vultures flying overhead. Or at Camp Snyder, there's a family of falcons that usually leave us alone. But one principle definitely does apply, and that's being considerate of other visitors. When you're facilitating a session, please do the best you can of making sure that that team is looking to you for the game, for the program that you're doing. Because what can get people hurt is being distracted. We don't want that. Could everyone please make sure they're on mute? Now, the takeaways I want from you to get from this particular chapter is, again, the section pertains mostly to climbing, not for COPE. Being considerate of other visitors and keep track of what you brought. Keep what gear you've got with you because gear disappears when it touches the ground. Those carabiners, they're kind of gray, looks a lot like a dead leaf. Put it on the ground, it just magically disappears. Also, when you're on particularly the Camp Snyder course, remember that ticks, poison ivy, thistles, and thorns, they're not your friends. So prepare accordingly. One note about Leave No Trace that is somewhat relevant is that Camp Snyder course has a lot of grass and it has a lot of natural water. So it is a fantastic breeding place for rabbits, woodchucks, and mice, and deer. Now, the deer work like they're like jet engines for ticks. They translocate them very, very quickly. But it's the mice that allows the ticks to flourish. Rather than do a wholesale spray of a tick killer, which would have a terrible effect on a lot of other natural and beneficial insect life and arachnid life, what we do is we treat bedding material that or material that the mice could use for bedding, we treat it with a chemical called permethrin. We put that in a device to keep it dry, and an empty toilet paper roll works very nice for this. And then we chuck those into the grass with the idea that the mice find the bedding, they take that bedding along with a bunch of ticks that have latched onto its little hide down to its burrow. And then they roll in that bedding. And since the bedding's been treated with permethrin, even though it's been dry, even though it might be a month or so old, it kills the ticks. Since it's dry, it doesn't leach into the soil. There's very, very little used at any one time. So that's very important because if you've been up on the course, you may have noticed it gets very marshy. That hillside is just uphill of a natural marshland. So any questions about Leave No Trace?